Chapter 14. Foggy couldn't get his mom's words out of his head. Matt, too. How she had discovered what Matt's feelings for him were, or that they even existed, was something he didn't want to know. Subtlety wasn't something many of the Nelsons possessed. He paused in the kitchen doorway, not sure what he was going to say to Matt. The other thing his mom had said was that Matt needed time. That being the case, should he tell Matt how he felt or wait? Probably the latter, he realized with a sigh. That was the harder road. Patience didn't come easily to him, but was doable. He and Matt still had years of law school ahead of them, and they'd found a good balance this last month or so. Granted, Matt had been reeling from his ordeal with Stick, but going forward, Foggy hoped to keep that balance and camaraderie between them, whether as roommates or something more intimate. "Matt needs time, and so do you," he repeated silently, echoing his mother's words. She was right. He didn't want to rush into something Matt wasn't ready for that would ultimately hurt Matt even more and make it difficult for the two of them to share a living space. He needed to wait. He could do that. He wasn't one for casual relationships anyway. He could wait for Matt and put in the time to know him, to build something lasting. If his feelings for him were more than a fleeting crush, time would test and prove them. Maybe it was the smartest way to go. Waiting and hoping. He stepped into the kitchen, planning to do just that, but he stopped short at the sight of Matt. He looked so soft in his snowman sweater, sitting at the kitchen table, sipping from a green Christmas mug, his glasses set on the polished wooden table. Foggy paused to enjoy that image. The wonderfulness of it crumbled almost immediately when Matt raised his head, his cheeks streaked with tears and his expression wary. Foggy was forced to revise his view of the scene, much to his regret. Matt wasn't soft at this very moment. He was vulnerable and hurt. Fuck. "Hey," Foggy said, trying and failing to keep his tone casual. "Hi," Matt muttered, dashing the tears from his cheeks and reaching for his glasses. "Don't," Foggy pleaded, moving forward to stop him. "Don't what?" Matt asked, his voice breaking on the last word. Foggy closed his eyes for a moment, trying to remember how to breathe. A painful lump rose in his throat. It was rare to see Matt so vulnerable. Not since the night at Five Napkin Burger had Foggy seen him look so raw and emotional. He swallowed hard and dug deep for courage and honesty. I like you without the glasses. If you tell me I'm too pretty to be blind and that's a waste, I will punch you, Foggy," Matt said warningly, putting the glasses on just to spite him, Foggy was sure. "That's not what I was going to say. Who said that?" Foggy asked, frowning deeply and immediately deciding never to practice pickup lines on Matt. "A very drunk Santa Claus, I think. He sounded like Santa. At least, he was trying to," Matt admitted with a shrug. It was at this point that Foggy realized it wasn't hot chocolate in Matt's mug. It was eggnog spiked with rum. A lot of rum, too. That was both impressive and worrying. His mom had failed to mention that Matt was drinking. Maybe he hadn't been when she'd talked to him, he reasoned, wondering at the reason for the departure from hot chocolate. "Santa hit on you? All he gave me was candy canes. What the hell?" Foggy muttered, not quite managing to coax a smile from Matt. "Is this holiday over yet?" Matt asked with a heavy sigh. "Oh, come on, don't be like that," Foggy said in a pleading tone. He moved to sit beside Matt, who leaned against him with another sigh. Something was bothering him. Something that couldn't be fixed with rum or eggnog. Foggy didn't say anything. He just waited. He needed to practice doing that anyway. "Foggy, I'm tired," Matt mumbled, his head dropping on Foggy's shoulder. So go to bed. It's not too early. We can put a movie on or listen to one of your new CDs, Foggy suggested, feeling doubtful that Matt would make it through a movie. That's not what I mean. It's just so exhausting sometimes, Matt admitted, his voice low. Foggy swallowed hard and struggled to find a way to comfort him. He got it, or he thought he did. A holiday season with the Nelsons could get draining after a while. His family was a lot. They were intense sometimes. He was overwhelmed by them, too, on occasion. He could only imagine what it must be like for Matt to be around them without knowing them very well. Do you need me to back off? Is it my mom? Theo? Foggy asked, desperately wanting Matt to feel comfortable and at home. It's not them, Matt muttered, sitting up properly. He pushed the half-empty mug of eggnog away from himself, a smart decision in Foggy's opinion, and chewed at his lower lip. It was hard to tell with the glasses concealing Matt's eyes, making it that much harder to read his expression, but he got the feeling Matt was thinking hard about whether or not to entrust his deeper thoughts and insecurities to him. My mom said you talked to her, Foggy murmured, trying to encourage Matt to open up a little. Talked, Matt repeated with a hollow laugh. That's one word for it. She told me off, you know, like you weren't capable on your own, Foggy mumbled, feeling guilty for Matt having to endure that from his mother. No. Well, yeah, but also like I was one of her kids. It's been years for me since anyone's done that. I mean, apart from the occasional nun. I wasn't the most respectful teenager, Matt admitted, making Foggy smile. He couldn't picture that, Matt being anything less than the most polite, well-mannered guy in the room. He wasn't surprised that his mom had told Matt off. He'd suspected as much from what she'd told him. It placed him in the awkward position of being the person to sympathize with Matt and the person who would ultimately and politely ensure that his mother remembered that she needed to give Matt independence and autonomy while he was here. That was Matt's right. It's not my mom's place to do that, to tell you off. I'll tell her to back off and leave you alone. I mean, you're a grown... Don't. Please don't do that, Matt pleaded, his voice hoarse. Matt, if you're uncomfortable... I'm not uncomfortable. That's not it, Matt croaked, his voice breaking. My mom, she left or died or... I don't know. It was when I was a baby, so I've never really... I know Anna's not my mom, but Foggy, you have this amazing family, and mine just sort of disappeared on me, or died, and I don't want to cross any lines or make things weird, but I just want to remember what it feels like to have one, a family, just for one night. Silence followed that little speech. For well over a minute, Foggy struggled to regain control over his own emotions. His throat felt tight and constricted, his eyes burned, and he blinked back hot tears. Matt's vulnerability made him feel more compassionate and empathetic than he'd ever felt in his life. He cleared his throat and sniffled slightly, struggling to put his feelings about Matt's request into words. Just a heads up, Matt. I'm about to hug you and probably cry, and then I'm going to tell you that my family's yours for as long as you want them. Some days I'd give you Theo for free, Foggy said, as Matt gave a watery laugh but let himself be hugged. How much rum have you had tonight, Foggy? Matt asked, his lips quirking into a little smile as Foggy released him from the hug. Not a drop. You? Foggy muttered, glancing at the green mug that still sat on the table. More than you want to know, Matt confessed, sounding a little ashamed of himself. Foggy gave a low chuckle, amused by that little admission, though he couldn't help but wish that Matt had told him about his mom's disappearance from his life when he was sober. It would have meant more than it did, under the influence of rum. He sighed, his smile fading. "I mean it, Matt. I've got enough family to go around. I'll share," Foggy offered, curling an arm around his shoulders. "Thanks. Sorry. Holidays just make me a little... I always end up sort of hyper-aware of how much I miss my dad," Matt admitted, in a voice so soft and low that Foggy wasn't quite sure if Matt had meant to say that last part aloud. "What was he like?" he asked equally quietly, amazed at his own daring in asking Matt that question. This wasn't the conversation he'd planned on having with Matt. He'd planned on apologizing for Theo grabbing him, and for his mom making her own assumptions about Matt's blindness, even as she was starting to understand a little more. If there'd been time after that, he'd planned on maybe, and that was a big maybe, posing the question of a future date. A respectful while from now, of course. He hadn't expected Matt to open up about his parents. He'd never even planned to ask him about them. "My dad was stubborn," Matt said after a moment's pause. "He was strong, tough, you know, a real fighter. He died." "I know. I'm sorry," Foggy murmured, his throat getting tight and uncomfortable again. "I hated him for that," Matt mumbled into Foggy's shoulder, leaning heavily against him. "For dying?" Foggy said, his tone incredulous. Matt didn't sit up. He just sighed and took off his glasses, his expression troubled. He didn't raise his head from where it was leaning on Foggy's shoulder, though. For all that he tried to be a good guy who did the right thing, Foggy was just a little too soft for Matt, too weak to tell him to sit up or stop talking. He wanted all of it. Matt and all his deep, dark secrets that he couldn't trust anyone else with. "I hated my dad for leaving me. He knew what he was doing. He knew what would happen to him. He did it anyway," Matt declared, his voice shaking. "Matt," Foggy murmured, at a complete loss for words. "I hate him and I miss him," Matt said with conviction. Foggy knew from Matt's tone that he didn't hate his dad at all. He hated that his dad's choice was so final. He hated that he was gone. He sighed, not knowing what to say to comfort him. Maybe he should have expected it. He should have expected that Matt would miss his family at Christmas time, that being around Foggy's family would make him ache inside. "Foggy," Matt murmured, sitting up at last, seeming to pull himself together. "Yeah, buddy," Foggy said, longing to reach out and take Matt's hand, but knowing that he couldn't, not when Matt was drunk and vulnerable. "Maybe not at all. Maybe never." I can hear. I know how worried you are right now. I know I've been a mess since Stick. You've been there for me and you're still here," Matt said, the longing in his tone enough to give Foggy butterflies. "Yeah, I'm still here," Foggy murmured, struggling to remember how to breathe. He didn't know if he wanted to cry or kiss him. Well, he knew. For a moment, he considered it. Matt's mouth was mere inches from his, and it would be so easy to close the distance, so easy to steal that first kiss. And if it went badly, he could chalk it up to a drunken mistake, right? Except he wasn't drunk. Matt was. He couldn't take advantage of him like that. Not without ruining any future he and Matt could possibly have as friends, or as something more than that, as something that Foggy was becoming more and more sure that he wanted and couldn't have yet. He pushed his chair back and stood up, deciding that he needed a shower, or to go to bed, or to be somewhere that Matt wasn't right now, or he was going to do something he'd hate himself for later. "Foggy?" Matt murmured, sounding uncertain. "Hmm?" Foggy hummed, wondering if it would seem suspicious if he just bolted right now. I can hear your heartbeat," Matt said, the words so soft and so oddly phrased that Foggy immediately credited it to the rum. "Yeah, okay, buddy. Come on, time for bed," Foggy insisted, leaning forward and picking up the mug. He carried it to the kitchen sink and poured the remainder of the rum-spiked eggnog down the drain for his and Matt's friendship. Leaving the mug in the sink, he turned back to the table, surprised to find that Matt hadn't moved yet. What was more, Matt was wearing such an odd expression. He seemed conflicted and intense, and Foggy didn't know what to do with that. "I'm serious, Foggy," Matt insisted, frowning doubtfully. "Yeah, me too. Time for bed. No more rum for you, I think. Ever," Foggy muttered, moving around the table as Matt reluctantly stood. He swayed slightly on his feet, just confirming Foggy's belief that Matt had drunk a little too much rum. If he were lucky, he wouldn't even remember this conversation tomorrow, he hoped. It was starting to stray into a very weird territory that Foggy was sure were merely the drunken ramblings of Mr. Matthew Murdock. End chapter 14.